One of the most powerful applications of people measurement, particularly in larger stores, is dynamic associate allocation. In my last minute, I explained why dynamic allocation is strategic. Today, I want to talk in more detail about the kind of allocation strategies that are possible. Call the first and simplest dynamic allocation strategy load balancing. For load balancing, you measure the number of shoppers in each section of the store at any given moment and move associates to the hotspots. What makes this strategy so easy is that it doesn't require you to say much about individual behavior. You're just looking for areas that are more crowded than usual versus areas that are less crowded than usual and shifting your teams accordingly. There are all sorts of reasons why you might want to modify a basic load balancing strategy. You may never want to leave an area completely unstaffed. Some low crowd areas may be really high value. Some crowded areas may be heavy on groups and are actually adequately serviced. All of these kinds of wrinkles can be handled in alerting rules. You might also want to run a two-level staffing model. Part of the team might be fixed in location, and part might be a designated SWAT team. That way, you protect against missing staff in areas, and yet provide for the most efficient allocation of incremental staff. A different take on dynamic allocation is to focus your strategy on individuals with specific behaviors. There are a lot of different ways to think about this. Probably the most obvious tactic is to look at shoppers with significant dwell times in high-value areas who haven't yet had an interaction. People measurement can track individuals, can see whether and how long since an interaction has occurred, and of course, they can use the likely value for any defined area. If you're tracking potentially high-value individuals in this way, you can alert either a resource assigned to the section or a swattable resource. High-value dwells aren't the only kind of behavior worth considering. You can target shoppers who haven't interacted with staff for a threshold amount of time. It's like a check-in strategy, and it can make a store experience more consistent and more personal. Another strategy is to target characteristic journeys, looking for shoppers who fit specific journey patterns where interventions, help, or sales might drive additional value. For example, there's a common analytic strategy on the web that can also be useful for identifying potentially struggling customers. In digital, someone moving back and forth between pages is said to be pogo sticking, and a shopper going back and forth between two sections is similarly engaged. Targeting associates to shoppers who exhibit this kind of confusion is yet another way to think about dynamic allocation based on customer behavior. Hey, there are probably countless strategies, and a lot of them are specific to individual stores, but thinking through these four or five basic allocation strategies should give you a pretty good sense of what's possible. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.